You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for joining me at the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Today, I speak to Eilish from The Glow Getter. She is a natural and organic beauty blogger. And today we talk about putting your salon on the map and getting yourself noticed. She talks to us about her success tips for building an online following and how you can implement these simple strategies in your salon too. Hi guys, thanks for joining me. Today, I am really excited to have Eilish. Oh, I said that right, from The Glow Getter. And today we're going to talk about getting visible online. So we're going to talk about, you have a really successful business online, The Glow Getter, and I love what you're doing, so congratulations on that. And you are kindly going to talk to us today about some of your success secrets so we can help salon owners also have some success in the social media world.
Perfect.
So thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honoured.
Well, look, let's start by getting a little bit of your background. How did you get to be doing what you're doing? Because you're a beauty therapist. So tell us, and a makeup artist, tell us your story. And how did you get The Glow Getter online?
Cool. So I first started out training in makeup when I was working full-time as a marketing manager in a construction company, and I hated it. So I was like, right, I love makeup, I love beauty, let's just go and train part-time in the evening. And I ended up, I was living in Birmingham in the UK at the time, and I really wanted to do the London College of Fashion makeup course, which was obviously in London. So I engineered it. So I would have lots of meetings in London on the days that my course was, and then I would spend the rest of the time with Birmingham. So I started to do that, and I trained in makeup and finished that course and went on to assist quite a lot whilst I was doing, whilst I had holidays and any other time at, like, say, weekends and things as well. And I absolutely loved it, but felt like there was something else I was meant to be doing. So I thought, I know, I'll go and train as a beauty therapist because maybe I want my own salon. So went and trained as a beauty therapist. And at that point as well, things kind of came to a head at the marketing company I was, the marketing job I was at. And one day I just decided I can't do it anymore, so I'm going to quit. And whilst I was doing my beauty therapy course, I had contacted a couple of award-winning natural spas in London and said, look, can I come in and volunteer my time just to kind of understand how the business works and what's going on? And whilst I was volunteering there, they actually, when I said to them, oh, I've quit my job, they said, well, would you like a position as a business development manager here? Because, like, we need somebody, somebody's just about to leave, it would be brilliant. So I was like, you know what, yeah, that would be awesome. So I was finished off my beauty therapy training whilst working in these the spa, which had two different outlets. And one was a mummy and baby spa, and one was like a day kind of spa. And that was amazing. And I did that for a year and it was really, really brilliant. And I loved it. And then I ended up going traveling with my boyfriend, and because we were looking at moving to New Zealand at the time. So I went traveling and then came back and kind of did a little bit of work just to kind of tide me over whilst I was still doing some makeup bits and bobs. But that's when I got back from traveling, that's when I started my blog, which is The Glow Getter. And I'd always been interested, obviously, in makeup and beauty, but I'd had really bad problems with my skin. So, and I tried every product under the sun and I just couldn't get anything to make my skin like clear and glowing. And then I came across a skincare brand in the UK called Pi, and it was completely organic. And I was like, right, okay, let's just give this a whirl. And I tried that, and within 2 weeks, my skin was just absolutely phenomenal. It had changed so much. I wasn't having like watery eyes from washing my face. My complexion had cleared up loads, and I was like, OMG, what is this? And what is this natural and organic world? I need to find out more about it. So that's kind of where the blog started. And it was more just an exploration into the natural and organic world, what was going on. And started off with skincare, then it moved to makeup, then it kind of moved to everything else in my life and trying to make it a lot greener and look at cleaning products and look at like washing my clothes products and just everything in general. And yeah, that's kind of where I started, and like I'm still doing it now and like got some good plans for the future. So yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your actual business, the Glow Getter. Tell me about the business model and what it is today.
Yeah.
Because it's really growing, right?
Yeah, it has. So I focus a lot on adding value, and there isn't too much where I ask for any money off anybody. That's kind of going to come soon. mainly because I really, really wanted to focus on growing the audience, growing my email list, growing all my social media channels, so that then once my project that I want to sell is completely finished, that's when I'll go live with that, which is hopefully going to be January this year. So it's actually been focused a lot on just building all my social media, to be honest, and less about the money. Yeah. So I do make some money off, like, say, sponsorships and off my YouTube channel, also sponsored posts. So there's a lot of blogger stuff that goes with it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm making my money at the moment. But I'd like to upscale that and have my own course, which is where I ultimately want to be.
Well, the stuff that you're doing at the moment is just beautiful. It's beautifully done. So congratulations so far. And I'm really pleased because you're going to share some tips with us on some of those successes. So let's dive in, shall we?
Yeah.
What are the keys, do you think? Tell us your first key to the success you've had thus far.
Being consistent. That has to be the number one just value add that I can give to anybody who's listening, mainly because when you're not consistent and you're really, really ad hoc, people forget about you. There's just so many people in social media and out in the world who have businesses that if you're not constantly on those channels, then they're just going to forget about you. It's nothing personal. They just can't remember because they've got so much stuff going on in their life.
Yeah.
So if you can be consistent and show up like however many times a week, even if it's just once a week, but you're being consistent at that every single week without fail, then people start to remember you. They start to trust you a lot more. And you start to build a relationship with them. For example, on YouTube, I was consistently putting up a video a week, and I've started to build friendships with the people who comment in the posts, and I know they follow me on other channels, and I'll see them and I now follow them, and when we have little conversations about things, and it's absolutely amazing that I have through just being consistent, I've managed to build new friendships and build this little community. So if there's like just one thing that you do, make sure you're consistent.
Yeah, I would really agree with that because I know in one of the courses that I teach around social media, I talk about, you know, it can take somewhere between 7 and 11 interactions with a brand or a person before the viewer, if you will, is really conscious that you even exist on a conscious level before they even consider that they might do business with you.
Yeah.
So I think that's perfect, consistent and every week, even if it's small, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just as long as you can like manage their expectations and say, okay, I'm going to go live or upload a video every Monday at this time, then as long as you're doing that, then it's really, really valuable.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good segue to your second tip.
Sure is. I realise I just said the word as it came in the end of my sentence. But my second tip would have to be add value constantly, just because the market is saturated. Every single market is saturated nowadays. The web has provided us with such amazing information and such a wealth of information that if you're not going above and beyond and adding constant value for the people who have bothered to like your page or bothered to spend time to watch you, then there's just no point doing it, and they're not going to be interested in you. So you really, really need to, like, just, if you see somebody doing really well and they're adding a lot of value, think how you can add even more value, because that's when you'll start to get really noticed and things will start to build momentum. So, for example, I know that last year I put live the Glow Summit, which was a series of online interviews with key green beauty and wellness people across the world. And that was because basically it's just really confusing nowadays to know what the right information is in terms of helping yourself glow from the inside out. So I really wanted to help people and help my audience just have the best information possible. So I got the people who I really like loved and admired their information and their advice and interviewed them and then put that live, and that was all completely free. And I personally believe that was adding really, really good value for my audience, because I wasn't selling anything at the end of it. It was just pure, really good content. And I've just put this live again now because I was listening to some of the interviews and I was like, oh my goodness, this is just too good to kind of keep away and locked up and not share with people again. So I put it live as like a consistent kind of value add for people, so it's not got a time limit where they have to watch the videos and then it stops. It's going to be up forever now, and that is what I would what I personally think is adding value constantly. So like I said, just if you can add value in any way, shape or form, then that is going to be really amazing for your audience.
So can we talk a little bit about what is value, what is adding value? Because I think this is a bit of a sticking point for, you know, the hair and beauty salon owners, to how can I add value to my people between the visits? Yeah. And I'm really pleased that this is a topic, because it's really easy to go, I need new clients, I'm going to do an offer or give a $50 voucher or something to try and entice people in. But in fact, unless you do the value first and support them and be consistent and build yourself as an expert or even be visible, people aren't really going to pay attention to any offer you put out, right?
Yeah.
So in the mind of the salon owner, what's kind of things, you know, you're talking about? Tell us about the value that you're adding. What is it? What is it, the kind of things that you're sharing?
Yeah. So firstly, I noticed what was quite interesting was that you were talking about your audience maybe sometimes give, like, say, a $50 voucher off or something. Well, that's fine. But
because that's value.
That is
we're talking about a different value.
Yeah, we're talking about a different value. And that is, firstly, not assuming that your customer knows everything that you do. Like, you as a salon owner are the expert. This is why people come to you. So you know way more about skin, you know way more about hair, you know way more about beauty products, you know way more about makeup, everything in the beauty realm, you know way more about than most people do that come into the salon. So if you can even start building your email list and giving them a free printable maybe about this is the best way to look after your hair, or here's some great 5-minute hair tips and tricks. So if you've just left your yoga class and you're on your way to work, this is the way you can look good. It's really simple things. Like, don't overthink it. It's really, really simple things that will help your customer. And that's how you add value. So for example, the way I add value is I'll make sure that I've got free printables for a lot of the videos that I do on YouTube. So you'll always see me, or most of the time, as long as I don't forget, say at the beginning of my interview, if you would like your free glow guide on how to get your best skin ever, then the link is in the description bar below. And that is basically a free ebook that I created that talks about beauty products that I love. It talks about what I think is important to get the glow, and that it can be as basic, and I think it even is as basic in the ebook, is drinking a whole heap of water, thinking about meditation, here's some good meditation links, making sure you're getting outside in nature, here's some ideas for you, making sure you're exercising, but making sure that you love what you do when you exercise, so it's not a chore. And these are the things that I love. So it's giving them the answers straight away, so they don't have to think. Like, people just think constantly and they have so much going on in their lives, if you make it easy for them by saying, oh, well, I know that you're probably thinking about this, or here's something really helpful for you just to make your life a bit easier, then that's where the value add is for me.
Perfect. Yeah. That's absolutely perfect. And I guess another way to wrap that round, salon owners are thinking, you know, between visits, you know, they're 6 weekly clients or something. What value or how can you help them between those six week visits? What, you know, they're going to be at home standing in front of the mirror. How can you help them look better, feel better, have better skin, all of those things?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can just give them really, really simple tips and tricks, like every week you've got, If say the visit time is 6 weeks, then you've got six opportunities, say once a week, to be able to connect with them and speak to them and add value, so that when they come back to you, they'll be like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. You did this X, Y, and Z, and they're more likely to speak to other people about it as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well said. All right. So then, again, another good segue into your last tip, actually, because yes. I think as salon owners, we forget this one a little bit. So go for your laugh.
So the third one is understand your audience's pain points so you can add value. So as a salon owner, and if you've got employees, then you have your ideal customer sat in your chair every single day, and they tell you what their pain points are. They tell you what they're struggling with. They tell you what's wrong with their hair. They tell you what's wrong with their skin. And this is absolute gold dust. If you can make notes or write something down after you've had every single client, then you've got basically the exact words that they use to tell you how they feel. So you can understand what's really frustrating them. You can understand what magazines they love to read. You understand what they love to do during the day. You understand their hobbies. You understand their relationships. Like, you are the biggest, like, people bare their souls to salon owners. They absolutely,
that's right,
do.
I do.
So, like, you know absolutely everything about them, which is literally gold dust for most business owners, because most people just don't have a clue. Yeah. So if you can really remember and understand those pain points, then you can go, okay, well, what's the best way I can help these people? What's the best way I can add value? So if they're saying to you, oh, my straighteners are just absolutely awful and they're absolutely wrecking my hair, well, you'd be like, okay, well, I've got this amazing heat protector that could really help you. Like, you don't have to buy it now. Why don't you try a little sample first, go away, see what you think about it, and then come back. And if you really enjoy it, you feel like you notice a difference, then maybe you want to consider buying it. That could be something there, because you're understanding their pain point. I think another one could be, if they're sat there and they're saying their skin's really, really awful, and they're really stressed out at the moment, then if you had an email list and you knew that person was on there, you could, for that week, focus on meditation and say, these are some really simple podcasts and people that I listen to help with de-stressing after a really stressful day at work. It might help your skin. It might help your body. It'll help you sleep better. And overall, you'll probably feel a bit better. So that's where you're understanding the pain point, and so then you can add value.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to touch on something, because we've talked about the finding the problem and talking about the problem, which is really just storytelling, right?
Yeah.
I think salon owners, we're not building lists at this point. So let's talk about some other places that they can share those stories. Facebook and Instagram obviously is the obvious place, but there are some other things that we can do as well. Blogging would be one to share these kinds of stories. What are some things that have been really successful for you? I know you're big on YouTube. Tell me about some different ways to, or you know, Facebook Live, if you feel brave, little videos.
Yeah.
What do you suggest?
Yeah, so I would suggest picking one or two social media channels. You don't have to be on all of them, because it's really, really overwhelming. And also, you just end up being a bit rubbish at trying to spread yourself too thinly. So if you know that your main audience is maybe on Facebook, then if you're really shy, you don't have to do Facebook Lives, but you can if you want. But just Facebook is kind of this amazing area where if somebody has liked your page and you're providing really useful information, say for example about the meditation, because you know that they're stressed out, you can just put some links in there and say, oh, I've really enjoyed this, here are some links to it. If you really like it, then let me know, or I'd really appreciate it if you shared it. So what you're doing is you're providing value on your Facebook post, and then if you ask them, give them a call to action afterwards as well, then they're more likely to share it if you've asked, because some people just forget. So that would be one way. Facebook Live's really great. Oh, Facebook in general is really great for that.
For sure.
Instagram is a really, really big player, especially if you're in beauty and you're in hair. If you can add value by just taking pictures and putting them on Facebook Instagram, of say amazing hair that you've done or amazing makeup that you've done, then this jolts people's memory into going, okay, yeah, they're really good at that, so I need to remember to book him for that treatment, or I need to remember that color because that's the exact color that I want in my hair, or, oh, I really want to try like those eyelash extensions or something. A lot of people are visual, and also if your audience is mainly female, then they're more than likely going to be on Instagram. So that's something definitely to think about as well. If you can make it visually pleasing as well, then that's even better. And you don't have to do that by really, really high-tech expensive equipment. I use my iPhone for all my Instagram photographs. I also use an app called VSCO. And that is basically where you can play around with the lighting. You can make it kind of a bit brighter. You can make things a bit sharper. You can make things, the color saturation higher. And then there's another app that I use, which is called Facetune. And in there, now I don't make my face any thinner or anything like that. Just FYI, it's very normal. But there's a really good, there's two things in there. And one is a defocuser, where you can make everything around you a bit more fuzzy, so then you pop out a bit more. And then there's also a little app, like kind of feature in there called details. And if say you've got a product that you've taken a picture of, you can like run your finger across the bit of the writing and it makes it pop out more. So, and wow, they're really cheap. I think Facetune was like a few dollars and VSCO was free. So they can definitely help you with Instagram. So it's really, really easy to do. So Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Now, a lot of people don't really like putting themselves on video and getting out there, which I completely appreciate. You do have to not take yourself very seriously sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, I'm staring at my face for just so long. But video is the way forward. If you can start to harness the power of video now, then I really feel that you're going to reap the benefits in a couple of years, because everybody wants to see a video. Nobody really wants to read stuff anymore. I feel like writing and blogging and writing is almost becoming a lost art. Like there's a small group of people who are really hardcore, but everybody's kind of going over to more to video a lot more, just because it's quicker, it's more visually stimulating, and yeah, overall it feels a bit more interesting sometimes.
Yeah.
So if you can do video, then that would be incredible. Again, you can see so many people that use their iPhones to create videos. So don't feel like you've got to like have really, really high tech equipment. Also, you could just go live on YouTube as well with your laptop if you've got one, and then just start talking on there. It doesn't have to be showing anything. It could just be adding three simple tips and tricks to help you get through the week. And that I feel would really add value and be really beneficial. So there would be the kind of three areas that I would focus on the most if I was a salon owner.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. Thank you. Some great tips. And I've just quickly jotted it down so I can put it in the show notes on the podcast so you can find them. I'm going to go, those ones I haven't heard myself, so I'm going to jump in there.
Oh,
and I just want to make comment about getting comfortable on video, because, you know, I think give yourself permission. If you're thinking about it and it feels really scary, give yourself permission to be gentle on yourself and take your time, and that confidence will grow and will come. You don't have to be amazing overnight. And the other thing is that there might be somebody in your team who actually is just raring to go and could be a great face of the business who's really comfortable on on camera. And so start with them. It doesn't have to be you. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be the same person every week. It's about being consistent, right, and adding the value. So, hey, it's been nothing but golden tips. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. Now, I always, as we lead towards wrap up, always ask about a quote. And I love your quotes, but please share one of your favourite quotes.
I've got two. So one is a general one and one is more business focused. And the general one that I always talk about, which I know you commented on before we went live with this, is by Roald Dahl. And it's, if you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams and you will always look lovely. So
I love it.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It always makes me smile whenever I think about it. So that's my favorite generic one. And then I think the next one is by Tony Robbins, and he's kind of top of mind for me because I went to his Unleash the Power Within recently. And he said, your destiny is determined by the choices you make. Choose now and choose well.
Nice. Well said. Just on a side note, would you recommend Tony Robbins?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's one thing listening to his audios and watching him on YouTube and reading his books, which I've done for a long time. But when you go to the actual event, like, this immersion that you get and the experience that you get is just outstanding. So yes, absolutely.
So I went to Tony Robbins quite a few years ago now, but we've both walked the fire. Yeah. Blisters and all.
Oh, God.
All right. Look, what is a book or a podcast or a webinar or even a resource that you have that you can share with us that salon owners must get their hands on?
Yeah, okay. So I mentioned it before, but I've just popped live again my Glowgetter Summit. So this is basically a 5-day summit where you get video interviews with 8 key green beauty and wellness people all over the world. So there's quite a lot of people in the US. There's a few key people in the UK, and they basically give you amazing information, tips and tricks on how to glow from the inside and out. So I will send you the link so you can pop it in the show notes.
That'd be cool. All right. Well, look, thank you so much for giving me your time and sharing some golden tips with us. And we just realized before we hopped on live was that we're actually not far from each other. We're actually a stone's throw away physically. And here we are hanging out online. I thought that was priceless.
Yeah,
all right. Well, thank you so much again. Can you tell us where everybody can find you? Because I know they're going to want to stalk you.
Yeah, sure. So my blog is theglowgetter.co. My Facebook is facebook.com/theglowgetter. And my Instagram is instagram.com/glowgetterofficial. And you should be able to find everything else from there.
Awesome. Well, look, thank you so much again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No worries. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Well, there you have it. Another great episode. I wanted to remind you about or introduce you to the Salon Owners Collective Hub. It's the most powerful and supportive membership for salon owners who want to build a thriving, successful salon business with more freedom and bigger profits. Now, the Salon Owners Collective Hub is a resource or a learning hub that has everything that you need, nothing that you don't, to leverage your time and grow your salon business, of course, at your own pace, because everyone does things at a different time and a different pace. You will discover all the ways that you can grow your team, attract new clients, make space for you, and also get paid what you deserve, all for less than $3.50 a day. So I really look forward to seeing you inside the Salon Owners Collective Hub. Check it out at www.salonownerscollective. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.